for Marble and Granite.
Hi, is Ted in?
Yes, this is.
Hey, Ted, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff returning your call. How are you doing?
Yeah, real good. I never pick up the phone, but I figured I'd seen the numbers. So can you hang on 1 second? Let me switch.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Please continue to hold. Your call is very important to us. We'll be right with you. Service isn't just a courtesy. It's a commitment. Please hold the line, and one of our experienced personnel will be with you shortly.
Hi, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Ruben. So, I met you at a show probably last year, I think.
Okay.
I bought a Denver saw from our gentleman over there.
Yeah, Global Equipment Group.
Yes, sir. So, let me tell you what I did. I financed it through my own bank.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, they did, I'm not sure, they weren't supposed to be doing large equipment financing or something to that effect. So,
okay.
About a year in, here we go. She asked me if I could refinance. So I'm like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Well, we're not SBA approved for this kind of loan or some crap." So anyway, long story short, I owe 120 or 115 on the machine.
When did you buy it?
Not quite a year ago.
Oh, so did the bank finance you, and they're pulling the plug, or what's?
Well, they're not pulling. They're asking me if I can refinance because it's a small credit union, very small.
So, what happens if you say no?
What can they do? They can do nothing. But
okay.
They asked me. I mean, I've got a lot of money there. And
okay. All right.
Are you interested or not? I guess that's. I've never been late on anything. So.
No. I'm not trying to be abrasive at all. I actually run our stone division. I just like to ask a lot of questions so I can give people real answers.
Of course. I liked you when I met you there. I was going to use you, and then I called my bank and said, "Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we're good."
Credit unions are interesting. You've actually called me at a perfect day. I just wrapped up a crazy busy month, but I've actually got time to breathe. Credit unions are very cheap, but very, very interesting animals. So, basically, here are some of the challenges for you. Do you have a pen handy? You could grab some notes. I could tell you what's available.
Got it right here.
Okay. So, you ordered the equipment a year ago. When did you get the equipment? And I am definitely interested. It's just I want to make sure I understand the transaction.
Yeah, I don't have time for it because I was going to put it on. I was going to pay it off is what I was going to do because I told her I'd do it before the first. You know what? Why would I do that? I mean, my credit is great. There's no reason.
Yeah.
Bear with me here.
Sure.
So we received the equipment.
No, take your time.
I wasn't ready. I was ready, but I really wasn't.
No worries. Refinancings are very, very interesting animals. So you're talking to the right person, but I've got to understand some things. Yeah, my local credit union, who I love banking with, they will not even do any type of business loan, so I can understand why or maybe.
Well, yeah, they should have. There was a new manager there, so that, the old one. I got to say it was 10 months ago.
You got this all 10 months ago?
Yes.
Okay. What are your annual sales?
2.5 to 3 million.
Okay, and you have really good credit, you said, correct?
Yeah, the company is outstanding.
Well, here's what I can do for you. Let me walk you through kind of the process.
Okay.
When you're traditionally financing a piece of equipment, the parties involved from a legal perspective are the seller of the equipment and you as the borrower. That's it. Now, when we purchase a piece of equipment, we do what's called a UCC filing. We go to your Secretary of State. I'm sure you're familiar with that process.
Yep. I've been in the business 25 years.
Perfect. So the whole challenge or the kind of concept here is, can we refinance a used piece of equipment? We do used equipment all the time. That's not the problem. We've done equipment as low as the 70s. We don't have really age restrictions here. The problem is the whole refinancing issue and what kind of type of filing there is. Here's what I could tell you I could do for you. And what I want to do is I want to quote you on a program that actually the equipment costs how much? How much did you pay for it?
I think we paid $150 for it.
$150. And did you put any money down or was it the zero down loan?
We did. We put 20 down, something up to that effect.
What's your current balance?
114.
Okay. So here's what I'd like to go over, and I want to give you some options, all right?
Uh-huh.
Up to $100,000, we have, or even sometimes 150. Well, I'll tell you all the numbers. I have one program that goes up to 150 that's really a no questions asked program, which that means just an application and bank statements. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we could do refinancing on that, but potentially we can.
Okay.
We have a lot of other programs where we can go up to $100,000 with no questions asked. Questions asked are things like tax returns,
mm-hmm.
profit and loss, you know, basic financial information. A lot of the customers that I work with say, hey, Ruben, I do not want to go through a process of a lot of paperwork. Just tell me what you can do with an application and some bank statements. I'll take care of the rest. So I'm going to ask you the question of, are you willing to provide financials, or do you just want to do this very kind of no question asked policy?
I got to be quick. I'm willing to do financials, but this is something that I need to do sales. You look at my app, say you're approved, you call them and tell them we're approved, and then at least she's off my back. You know what I mean?
All right. So here's what I can do for you. Do you have my email? Or did I send you an application previously?
I have your email, rgoldstein at bank.
Of Carter. Yeah, and what's your email, Ted?
I'm going to give you I'm going to give you two. Theodore Goolsby, TH. I'll give you my personal one because this is going to be the quickest way.
Okay.
Theodore, T-H-E-O.
Is it Goolsby at Comcast?
You got it. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. So I sent you an email here.
What was the date on that?
I'm just going to forward this to you. Mm-hmm. The Theodore. Hi. You go by Ted, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Uh-huh.
Please send me. Have you filed your 15 tax returns?
Yes, the company
okay.
ones, yeah. I have an extension. I got a couple weeks, but yeah.
Okay.
Corporate ones are done.
For the personals, right?
The personals I have an extension for, the company is done.
Okay.
He's working on them now.
No
Everybody
problem.
Waits the last freaking minute. I don't understand.
That's how life is. Same here. I got a lot of stuff over. So.
For 2 months.
Give me a second. I'm just going to type out an email for you. What are you paying your credit union on a monthly basis?
I think it's $1,600.
Okay. How many years?
Josh, you're asking me all the questions that I had on a piece of paper that I can't find. So I can let you know. I know we're paying 4.5%.
But it's a long. It's with $1,600. It's kind of going to be a long term. So I just sent you over an email. Did you receive it? And for some reason, I want to make sure you should have my application in your email, but if you don't have it, I'll just resend it. So before you kind of spin all your wheels and get all this paperwork and do all this fun stuff, let me tell you what I think you'd qualify for so you don't feel your time is wasted, okay?
Yep, no problem.
Good. Yeah. Last thing I want you to do is just send all this paperwork and say, kind of go through the ringer. We don't offer 10-year loans here for equipment.
Yeah, I don't want one. I could care less about that.
Okay. I can offer you 2 through 5 years. Going to be a fixed payment program.
Mm-hmm.
I quoted you earlier on some other equipment. If your balance is around, you said 114.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a custom transaction, but let me quote you some numbers that I think are reasonable. If we basically take this balance and spread it over 5 years,
okay.
The payment should probably be around $2,500 a month fixed. This is a
that's
good
financing. How much?
That's financing the 114 over 5 years with 2 payments due at signing.
What's due at signing?
First and last payment, typically. So typically, your first payment and your last payment. We don't require you to put equity into the machine.
I already have that.
Yeah, we don't look at it as equity. We would look at this as, hey, you owe this lender. I've done several refinancings in
so
here.
Is there a penalty for paying this machine off?
Through us or through your credit union?
Through you.
Through us? So it's a good question. The way our contracts work is, it's going to be a fixed payment program for the life of the term. We definitely will typically give a discount for paying off early, but I don't dance around any issue. I'll give you a lot of options. I'll give you a 2-year option, a 3-year option, a 4-year option, a 5-year option. Once you're approved, I'll give you some options, all the different options to pay off early, and guide you. My suggestion is to really match it up to the payment you're looking for, not to do a 5-year and pay it off in 2. So I guess the question I'd ask you pretty point blank is, are you trying to pay this off very, very quickly, or are you trying to do something long term?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to get it out of their name at this point, but for $35,000 when I got $290,000 bank is tough to sell.
Say that again?
We got about $300,000 liquid right now. Liquid.
Okay.
For me to pay $35,000 over 5 years, because that's what this comes out to, in interest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is that, 17% interest?
No, I'm quoting you a rate factor of a 0.022. So the payback on that would be 150. If you're financing about 114, 115, that's 35.
Yeah.
So your goal is to get this out of their name, but also minimize how much you're paying out of pocket, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I understand you're saying, hey, look, let me leverage my good credit and all the money I have to show that I'm low risk. I understand what you're saying. Don't do a 5-year term. Do a 2 or 3 year term. You'll keep your out of pocket to minimum, and you'll solve your problem.
What's my 2 year?
Let me give you some ideas. And is the money you're talking about, is that in your personal bank account or your business bank account?
My business.
Okay. Yeah, you got a lot of money, so you're kind of leveraging that constantly.
Oh, I got a lot more than that, but I don't like to go under a certain... Like, it'll dip. I may have 160, 180 in there. You know how it is in my business. I'm buying material left and right, so...
Well, one of the biggest things we do, actually, is we do... working capital loans where people borrow our money and buy stone from Brazil or China. We do unsecured loans.
Yeah.
And so I understand what you're saying. You have to have big orders. So let's give you an idea. You actually remind me exactly of another customer we're funding right now who had the same concerns. So yeah, they're basically comparing us to their bank. And I'm like, look, your bank's requiring 20% down. We're not. So these are the two options. And they're going with us. But let's bring this up and see kind of where you would be at. And it's $114,000, you said, right?
Yep.
Okay, give me some numbers. Give me a second. Okay, the one thing I don't want to do is I don't want to lowball you here.
I'd like to from the minute I met you, man.
Cool, appreciate that. So, who do you work with at Global, Brandon or Jeff?
I actually bought. It's a long.
He's a really good guy. I talk to him every day, almost. Nice guy. You're saying?
No, they're good guys. It was just a pain.
You say, did you buy anything else from them?
No, not yet.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just running some numbers here for you. And by the way, while I've got you on the phone, are you looking for any other equipment at this time?
No.
Okay.
Right now. Try it over the 3 years, because that payment seems to be a little more than I want to spend.
Yeah, let's give you... Let's give you some numbers. And by the way, if I'm always lower, if you don't like what I have to say, you can always say no. There's no cost to apply. Keep that in mind. So if we're talking about 2 years, let's see. I'm going to quote you low end and high end. On low end, I think on a 2-year term, you should probably expect a payment of, give me a second. I think, hold on, that doesn't make sense. Low end, I'm going to quote you at payments of $53.50.
I can live with that.
High end, I'm going to quote you at payments of $57.50.
Mm.
But in terms of what I would quote you, say, over 3 years, which is probably what you're looking for,
yep.
Let me quote you what I would say within about $100. I think you'd be looking at payments of around, probably around $36.50 to $37.50. And that's something that I think is probably reasonable.
I can live with that.
Okay.
I can live with that. Let's. Can I give you my company 10? Can you get this thing going, take a look at it?
Your company what?
My tax ID. What do you need?
Oh, so I just sent you an email. Did you get it from me?
I did. Let's see what we have. My girl leaves in an hour, so I got it.
No worries.
How quick can you give me a turnaround time and okay on this?
I could probably give you an answer by about 1 p.m. your time Monday morning. Documents are done via fax typically. I can start working on fast copies, so I could actually potentially put the money, start the process of funding by Monday, maybe even by Tuesday. The only thing that might have to happen, full disclosure, is since this is a refinance, we probably have to do what's called a site visit, which means you go out to your location, take a picture. We hire a local company to do that. But I could probably come back to you by Monday at 1 p.m. and say, hey, Ted, here's an approval. Here are the numbers. What do you think? So did you get that email from me?
I have your email. I'm looking at it. I don't have the app attached to it, though.
Oh, I sent you that previously. Do you want me to just attach it real quick?
Yes, if you could.
Yeah, no problem. Always fun to deal with on a Friday.
Okay.
Enough for you.
God, I was gonna put on my American Express. I don't like giving my word to people, and then some things happened. I had to go in the field. There was a bunch of stuff, and I totally forgot. How do you forget something like this?
Okay.
I don't know that you'll get this app done until the end of the day, because I'm going to forward it to my accountant. But you should have it before closing.
Okay, perfect. And you got that credit application, correct?
I'm waiting. Sometimes these routers over here. Where are you at in California?
San Diego.
Oh, God. I do all Caesarstone's work here in Michigan.
Oh, nice.
Good guys. He's moving back to Israel, though, and that doesn't make me happy. Still don't have it, but you got to give me a minute. If I don't have it, I'll email you back.
Okay.
The one thing I don't know that you could do for me, can you call this lady at the bank and tell her we're working on a loan?
I'd be more than happy to say your customer reached out to me, and I'm waiting to get the stuff done. I can't tell them that you're approved, but I'm...
No, not at all. Yeah. But you know, I don't know that that's going to be necessary. Let me see this. Yeah, I'm having a... We've been having a lot of storms over here, so everything is behind. So I'll email you if I don't have it. But I'll get it filled out. I'll get it back to you. I'm looking
okay.
at 3 year.
Okay. Let's put something together for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Rob. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.